mirada de verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Benched Eye here on Cristo the Rock 100.7 FM. And we are here tonight talking about the Great Commission, those instructions that the Lord has given us that sometimes seem so overwhelming, but yet if we comprehend the love behind being able to reach one person at a time. So it's been a great Saturday night being here with Elsa Castro and Gary Gibson, and you can join us each and every Saturday night here on Cristo the Rock from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. as we share different thoughts on what God is doing in our life and what God is doing during this time for this generation. For this generation that is experiencing so many changes and so many changes in our technology and all of these things which are so important in our society today. And in speaking of being able to reach the world, what did Christ say to his disciples? Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And as I was mentioning earlier, Gary, it seems like such an overwhelming commission.
I know.
Or instruction. But yet God has allowed us to have so many means today. And if I were to just focus on the big picture and how am I, Diana, how am I going to reach the world? I think I wouldn't even know where to start. Mm. I would not know where to start. But yet there's resources that God has given us. There's ways of doing it. And that's the reason why you drive through the Dallas Metroplex and you drive through all different states and you see different churches. And for me, coming out to Texas, coming from California, and everywhere you go in Texas, they say everything in Texas is really big. Well, for all the Californians listening to me via internet, it's true. Everything is so much bigger here in Texas. It's true. And the reason why there's churches and there's community work is because we want to fulfill that commission.
Right.
We want to be able to walk that out.
Yes, that is so true. Just, you know, and those of you that are listening tonight, you know, it's... If you just be still and let God just speak to your heart, it's amazing how God can use you in the marketplace. And right there at your job, wherever you are, whatever you do, you know, God can use you right there. And so many examples, you know, I think about the one example that I had recently. Well, the question was this. Well, Gary, why are you so nice? You know, and I'm going, well, you know, it's better to, you know, and this little saying came out of my mouth. It's better to attract bees with honey than vinegar. And, you know, if you really think about it, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to be kind to people. And why not be kind to people? You know, we serve a God of love. And I think about the Word of God tells us that love covers a multitude of sins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's better to attract people with the love of Christ than with just the meanness of the devil. But, you know, and I explained to this person why I was nice. I said, well, first of all, I want to be nice. And first of all, am I perfect? No, none of us are. But at the same time, God wants us to... restrain. I think about, you know, the scripture that the tongue can be unruly, meaning that you just can't let your tongue fly and say anything that you want to. And Pastor Diana was saying earlier that our life needs to be an example. So every day, you know, you have to make a choice that you want your life to be an example for someone, because you never know that someone, wherever they are, whether it's in the marketplace or wherever, that person that you may touch with a smile, whether it's a scripture, whether it's giving them money, because everyone has a need in their life. And every day, God can use us to meet that need in a person's life, whatever that need may be. So, you know, and even in the marketplace with that person asking me why I'm so nice, and I came back to that person and I said, it's because of Christ in me.
And I think what you're saying, if I can summarize and put in a nutshell what you're saying, is that's what we call personal evangelism.
Yes.
Right there. And a lot of times we say, well, if God calls me to the ministry, if God calls me to be a pastor, then I will speak or then I will witness. And God calls us the beginning, let's say our initial steps or our baby steps, to do personal evangelism. Mm-hmm. One person at a time.
Yes.
And then you see different means of fulfilling this commission, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. As I was saying, there's churches everywhere. And then I've had people, you know, come into a church and say, well, why do they have so many lights? And why is there such a, you know, a lot of our churches here in Texas and in a lot of other places as well, but I'm speaking from here, Dallas, the Metroplex, they have a lot of media ministry where nowadays most of the churches are being streamed live.
Yes.
And you think, well, why do we have that? You know, why do we have that? Well, how many people do we have in a hospital room and in a hospital bed or that cannot walk, that cannot make it to church? Like when I think about in the passage of the woman of the issue of blood, for so many years that she had to find her way through the crowd to be able to touch the hem of his garment. If us women, when we read that passage, we understand her fatigue, her weakness, what she may have endured.